from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get by going to WakeUpCallDT.podbean.com/mobile. That has over 600 shows for you, especially including shows that are obviously centered around the stories of athletes and coaches and members of the sports world all around this country and around the world itself. So I appreciate everybody that's been on the show, and I appreciate welcoming onto the show for the first time Carl Jones, who is fresh off of his verbal commitment to Syracuse for the incoming recruiting class of 2016, Dino Babers' first class. Carl Jones coming from St. Edward High School in Lakewood, Ohio, and onto the show right now. He is a wide receiver and a corner, considered an athlete in the 2016 incoming class. Carl, how you doing today?
I'm good. I'm very excited.
Now, Carl, bring me through this, because this, like you and I talked about a little bit off the air, it happened rapidly. When did Dino Babers and his staff first reach out to you?
They stopped by the school on Wednesday and told me they wanted to come up last weekend for an official visit. I went there on my schedule and I came up. So last Wednesday, I was there.
Now, Dino Babers was coaching at Bowling Green and in the state of Ohio, but he had not recruited you there. So did you know anything about Dino or his staff? Did you have any connection, or was this completely new when they came to visit on Wednesday?
I never had a personal relationship with any of the coaches. However, I had two friends who go to Bowling Green now for fans, and they knew Coach Kaufman and Coach Monroe. And that's how that kind of worked out.
When you mention the two friends that you have at Bowling Green, just share with everybody who those guys are that you know.
Jack Walsh, he plays safety, and Tyler King, he's an interior lineman.
Now, when you spoke with Jack and Taylor, what did they have to say about Coach Kaufman and Coach Monroe? Like you said, they had relationships with them, obviously, at Bowling Green. So what did they have to say to you about Kaufman and Monroe?
They said that they're hardworking guys, and they expect the best out of us. And because they're also fun, but they know when it's time to get serious, and they know that put us in the best situation possible to get a victory. So I like that a lot. And they're real honest guys as well, which I look forward to.
Now, when they came to visit you, when the staff from Syracuse came to visit you on Wednesday before your official visit to Syracuse, on that Wednesday, which I believe was December 9th, correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
When they came to visit you, what coaches came out to see you?
Just Coach Kaufman.
Now, when Coach Kaufman came out to the school, what was that experience like? Bring me into how you kind of got to see him, meet him, talk with him. What was that like?
It was during my lunch period. I came down, and they told me that there was a Syracuse coach here for me, and I came down and talked to him, and he just told me that they liked my film a lot, and they thought I was a good fit for the defense, and they wanted me to come to campus to see how I would fit in.
So when he came to visit you, how much time did Tom Kaufman end up spending with you at the school?
I would say a solid 20 to 30 minutes, yeah.
Now, did he visit anybody else there, or was it just you?
I believe he had a couple conversations with Tony Butler, the other quarterback on my team, and Cole Guest, maybe.
And did you guys come together and talk about the experience after the fact? Did you talk with the other guys on your team about Kaufman after he left?
Yeah. Well, Cole's committed to Indiana right now, so that was a conversation was minimal, but I definitely talked to Tony because he's still undecided.
And what did Tony have to say when you guys spoke about it?
He said he's going to keep his options open because last weekend he took his officials to Nebraska, so he obviously couldn't come up to Syracuse with me, but he said he's keeping his options open and it'll be interesting.
Now, when you look at this situation for you personally, coming from Ohio and going out to Syracuse, committing to Syracuse. What made you want to go on the official visit? I mean, obviously, we're here today on the heels of your verbal commitment, but before that happened, you went out and visited. Before you committed, you got an offer when you went out and visited. So what made you really feel like you needed to go out to Syracuse to see the school and be a part of the official visit before the quiet period?
I felt because I need to see the school up close and personal. I have a friend there now, Troy Henderson, who went to St. Ed's with me, so he was telling me all about it, and he was very honest about the school and the previous coaching staff and the football program. So I wanted to get up there and see it up close and personal. So that's the reason I took my official.
Now, Troy Henderson, what did he have to say to you? Because, I mean, he's obviously someone that's been on the show, and I've kept in touch with him on his route to Syracuse. So what did he have to say about why he chose Syracuse, what the old staff, new staff, what were kind of his words for you?
From what I can recall, last year he said that he liked the education a lot, and he said he had a good relationship with the linebacker coach last year, so that's the reason why he committed. And this year, with the entire visit, he was telling me how excited he was to work with these coaches, because he knows that they have winning pedigrees and they can't wait to turn their program around. So he was very excited about this upcoming coaching staff.
Did you get to spend any time with Troy when you went up for your official visit to Syracuse?
Yeah, he was my host for all 3 days.
Oh, okay. So what was that like, being around him again, being around, you know, someone that obviously understands what you're going through at your high school and the football program at your high school? What was it like to be around him for the weekend?
It was good. I mean, honestly, it worked out perfectly because he knows who I am, he knows my interests, he knows how I look at things. He's been with me for 4, going on 5 years now, and I think that was definitely an advantage. And that made the process and made just the weekend all more fun, because it may be a tad awkward, I don't know, being with someone you don't know on a personal level, but being with someone that you've known for so long definitely made the weekend that much more enjoyable.
Now, I know that the Syracuse staff hadn't reached out to, the old staff hadn't reached out, and that the new staff did so recently and came out to see you on December 9th at your school. But did Troy ever talk to you about Syracuse when he was going through his recruiting process and decided to come to Syracuse? Even though you didn't have a direct connection to Syracuse, have you kind of had them on the radar because of Troy for the last couple years? I mean, how has that kind of gone?
I would say I definitely had a little bit of interest. Yeah, because a lot of guys from my team last year playing big time college ball. Now, I have a friend at Notre Dame, two at Michigan State, another at Ohio State. So I definitely follow all those guys, Troy at Syracuse. So I definitely follow all those guys and their careers we have. Just took a little bit of interest in all those schools, you know, just that you never know what will end up happening. Through God's grace and blessings, I'm committed to Syracuse.
When you went on the official visit and you go up to Syracuse and you're there with Troy and he's hosting you, what was the whole experience like for you? You know, bring me through the weekend and what you really enjoyed and what really meant a lot to you when you came up to Syracuse.
Everything just happened so fast. I just came off of a state championship last Saturday, and then I get to school on Monday and coaches are coming in. And then Wednesday, I hear I have an official visit. I have to go on Friday. And so everything just happened so fast. But while I was up there, I felt comfortable there. I felt as if I could spend my 4 years there. And it was definitely enjoyable just meeting the players and just seeing how down to earth they were and weren't above anything. And I think that was another thing, another huge deciding factor, is just how enjoyable the players were and how they can't wait to work and get better too. And turn that program around. So that definitely was enjoyable, just meeting the players and how comfortable I was working around them.
When you're around those players, who were some of the guys that you got to build a relationship with on your weekend at Syracuse?
I definitely got to talk to Wither, the safety. He's definitely a cool guy. Can't wait to get up there and work with him. He seems like a good guy, and he always looks like he's working. And then Dungy, the quarterback, he also was a real down-to-earth guy that I got to be able to have a pretty good relationship with up there as well.
When you speak about, well, I'll start with Kylan Whitner since you mentioned him first. What can you say about, like you said, it seems like he's always working. What can you say about his work ethic and about him as a person? What kind of drew you in to him and wanting to be around him?
Well, first off, he played last year as a true freshman, and that's not easy to do. So I just knew from the get-go that he was a guy that was serious about his craft and serious about his game. So that definitely drew me in from the top. And then he's a very funny guy as well, so that also was very intriguing.
What is it about Kylan's comedy that you enjoy? What does he do that makes you laugh? Because I know all the guys, you know, everybody's got a little bit of something to their personality. What is it about Kylan that makes his funny?
I don't know. I just think he's an honest guy. He doesn't try too hard. And some of his jokes are just real life, just like real life jokes, and he's not trying to overdo anything. I think that's one thing that was really cool.
And then as far as Eric Dungy, the quarterback, he also played as a true freshman. What drew you into being around him and wanting to get to know him?
To be honest, I think what's being around him is that you wouldn't know he plays football by being around him. And I think that's one of the best qualities you have. And I like to pride myself in that as well. Just obviously, I'm a football player, but it's not who I am. It doesn't define me. So that definitely was a big thing that I realized being around him.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Ole Ole, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation, and we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Matadale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors, my husband and I. So kind of a side entrance. And that's on Brewerton Road in Matadale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLE.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if they don't shop.
Dan,
this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. It's just like we're doing right now. We're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs, just really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo Chicken Wrap.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
So in the sense of just being humble and being a person first, being Eric Dungy first, instead of being Eric Dungy the quarterback, you feel like that's something that you can connect to on a personal level as well, that it's more about being Carl Jones and not Carl Jones the verbal commit to Syracuse University.
Yeah, most definitely. I've always taken pride in being humble and realizing that this game can be taken away from you at any moment, so just try to be the best person you are.
And when you bring up the fact that, you know, you like the fact that Eric Dungy doesn't really just come out and be like, yeah, I play football, that if you're around him, you don't really know, he's just being himself, and that's how you are too. You had mentioned to me off the air that Syracuse attracted you to wanting to verbally commit there because you said to yourself, even if I didn't play football here, I want to go to a school that I feel like I want to be at for 4 years, even if I'm not playing football. What is it about Syracuse University and the city that made you say, you know what, even if I wasn't playing football, even if the game was taken away from me, I'd still want to be here?
I guess the campus is definitely very live and very, I can see you having enjoyable weeks there. I feel like the academics there are very strong. They definitely don't deter the athletes from taking tough majors, so that definitely was another positive. And just seeing the people there, there's so many different diverse people there that I feel as if I can associate with, and I just feel as if, all in the whole, the entire campus itself, in the city in general, is something that I could definitely relate to and definitely see myself being at for the next 4 or 5 years.
When you're not on campus at Syracuse during your official visit, where did you get to go? What parts of the city did you get to see?
We went to the mall. They were telling me it's one of the biggest malls in America, so that definitely was fun. Besides that, I don't think I left the other parts of campus, I don't believe. But that definitely was fun because that mall is huge.
Now, going to that mall, I know that Dave & Buster's is the big recruiting spot for Syracuse University for football. Did you get to play any games, and if so, what games did you play, and what games did you win?
I was not able to play many games because they had to take you to a concert on campus that night, but I know a lot of guys are going up the shots of basketball, and I was planning on doing that because I'm a hooper myself, so that's the one thing I would have tried to do. But no, I was not able to play any games, even though the go-karting looked kind of fun too.
Yeah, pole position race. We actually did that for my instead of having a bachelor party, I had a bachelor day, and we did all kind. We actually did a lot of the stuff in the mall, but the first thing that we did was pole position raceway, and I beat all of my groomsmen to the finish line, which that was a necessity. That needed to happen. I don't think you can get married if you lose in a race.
That's very true, very true.
So, Carl, you had brought up the fact that you're humble, that you're Carl Jones before you're Carl Jones, a football player. So I want you to share with everybody who Carl Jones is, because people right now are, you know, you commit to Syracuse and the fans are looking at your film and they're looking at your statistics and they're trying to figure out who you are and how fast does he run and how tall is he and how much does he weigh. Outside of all of that, share with everybody who Carl Jones is. What's your personality? What type of person are you? What matters to Carl Jones? That's what I think we need to share today.
I like to believe I'm a guy who's very down to earth. I don't shy away from anyone. I like to meet new guys, meet new people, and just try to just make the best out of every situation possible. I come from two parents who work very, very hard and for putting me through private school and putting me in the best situation back home, living in a fairly nice house and taking care of me and my sister. So I'm definitely humble in that aspect. And I've always worked to try to repay them and everything that they've done for me and everything that everyone around me has done, because obviously this is a group effort. This is definitely not nothing that I could have done by myself. Grandparents, friends back home, friends here at St. Ed's. And I just like to think that everything that I've worked towards is not just me, it's everyone. So I like to think I'm just a down-to-earth guy. I like to meet new people. And I think that's one of my two best traits if I had to take straight off.
Now, you made the statement that, you know, your friends at St. Ed's and then your friends back home. Where is home that you're talking about, and what friends are you describing in that case?
Well, St. Ed's is on the west side of Cleveland, and I live on the southeastern part of Cleveland. In Clintonburg, Ohio, is a small suburb out there. It's about 30 to 40 minutes away. So, yeah, that's kind of how that works out.
Who are some of those close friends that you have in your life that you really feel like you said, it's a group effort? You mentioned your grandparents, your parents, your sister. But when it comes down to the extended family, those friends that become family, who are some of those people that you really feel like have been with you since day one and will be with you no matter where you are or what you do?
Well, starting here at St. Ed's, there's definitely a lot of football guys. I have a couple of friends named Teddy Gordon, Sean Swann, Tony Butler. I mean, the list goes on and on. Those guys have been there since I came here as a scrawny little freshman that didn't really have any idea what to do. That definitely means a lot. And then back home, those guys have been with me since second and third grade. I mean, some of the guys who I still play football with on the weekends and still play basketball with at the park, of all races and different genders and sizes. So, yeah, that just means a lot. Those guys mean a lot to me.
Now, when you talk about Cleveland, is it safe to say that you are a Cleveland Browns fan, or are you a fan of another team out there?
Oh, no. I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, even though that's kind of hard to say sometimes. But, yeah, I'm a diehard Browns fan.
When the Browns go out there on Sundays, what's going through your head? Are you glass half full? Are you realistic? How do you look at that? Because since they returned in 1999, it's been a struggle. It's definitely not been easy. So how are you as a Browns fan? How do you kind of prepare yourself for each week?
I would say in the off season, I'm realistic. With the draft and free agency, I'm always trying not to get my hopes too high. But for some odd reason, every single Saturday and Sunday morning, I wake up thinking this is the week we're gonna turn something around, and it obviously never works out like that. So that's the way I think most leaders are. In off season, we're kind of realistic, but some leaders on Sundays, Saturdays, they find some way to fail it, and we're shocked, even though we shouldn't be.
Johnny Manziel, are you a fan or no?
I was a fan in college, and I was happy we got him. He's going to be growing pains, but I would love for him to be our quarterback for the future if he continues to try to get better.
So you would side with the Browns keeping Johnny?
Oh, yeah. I think he had too much potential to be given up now.
So when you look at that and you look at, you know, your likes and having the Cleveland Browns, and obviously you spoke about family. Outside of football, what are some other things that you like to do when you're not watching football, playing basketball? What do you like to do? What movies, what comedians, what things kind of, when you take that moment to relax, do you enjoy doing?
I'm a huge music guy. I love listening to all types of genres of music, whether it's Drake, Adele, whether it's country music, hardcore rap, just any of that. I like music a lot. Movies definitely interest in mind, but probably my biggest interest off the field that no one even probably knows here is video games. I'm a diehard gamer. It's kind of a habit I need to break sooner than later, but I've been that way since I've been a child.
I want to start with Drake. Do you dance better than Drake?
I like to think I stand better than Drake because that video was awful. But, I've been a Drake fan since the beginning. I don't know, 2008 maybe.
So you dance better than Drake. Adele, do you like the song Hello? I mean, there's a lot of fans, and then there's some people that, you know, have come out with an issue to that song. It's obviously played all over the place. Are you a fan of Adele's song Hello?
I love it. When it first came out, it's weird. The entire football team was like, why are we listening to this? Why are we liking the song? We're supposed to be like the manly guys in school, but I like it a lot.
That should have been the song that you guys played after the state championship. I think that should have been fair to say.
Yeah, that should have been one of the very many choices we played a lot.
I mean, you could have looked at the other team, and when she sang, hello, do you hear me? I mean, you could have acted that out pretty well while you held up the trophy.
Oh, most definitely. You definitely could have been a lot more creative.
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or ice milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com. Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's CAMS Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Now, the state championship in the last season that you're ever going to play with St. Edward, obviously that has to mean a lot to you. Bring me into the game. Bring me into the moment that you knew this is it, we won, and you were going to go out from St. Edward in history in that final season as a champion.
Just coming into the game, it was a huge motivation piece for us because we played the last year at State College game and won. So we wanted to be the first class to ever go back-to-back. And just coming into the week, our motivation was to be that class, to go down in history. And game day and the horseshoe, and we were all nervous and all that. And the game was going by. It was going fairly well for us. We were up 17 in the fourth quarter, but they stormed back, and we were down 4 at one point. But we never lost hope. We never lost faith. We just kept that dream right in front of us, and we strived for it, and we ended up achieving it, and we ended up winning by 10.
Having that moment for you, when you look around at your teammates, and like you said, you came in as a scrawny kid, a scrawny freshman, didn't know what to do, and that these guys helped bring you up. How do you feel you're leaving the program? Do you feel like you've been able to establish some leadership and to leave knowing that you've made a good impression on the scrawny freshmen that don't know what to do moving forward? Do you feel like you've been able to kind of leave your team with some positives that they can take and utilize in the future?
Class, we changed a lot over the past 4 years, and especially myself. So if I can just tell any of those guys and just be an example for any of those guys, it's not about how you start. It's about how you finish, and it's about how it's about what you do during that process. And looking at how I was when I was a freshman, obviously you are on hopes and dreams of playing big-time Division I football one day, but it really wasn't a realistic option at that time. But my teammates, they helped me out. We worked, and we just made everything possible by just hard work and mistakes.
Now, when you talk about that game, I want to get, before I let you go here, to the video game side of it. You said that it's a habit that you have. What video games are you playing?
I'm into Black Ops right now. It's released, so I'm playing that on the weekends all the time. I'm a huge 2K guy. I like to think I can't be beat on that. I was using NCAA before they discontinued that franchise, but I still play the old one because I love it so much. So those three are the ones that I really play a lot, and I need to break that habit. So.
Now, if you had a choice of Black Ops, 2K, and NCAA football, and I told you you could only play one game on repeat for the rest of your life, what game would that be?
Oh, that's a tough one. I've had to say Black Ops because I've been playing that since, I don't know, third grade maybe. And definitely because it's a lot easier to play with your friends on that one, so I'll probably pick Black Ops.
Do you trash talk when you're playing Black Ops?
Oh, I'm competitive, of course. We're all trying to trash talk and on the mic and trying to talk to other people you have no idea who they are and where they're from. So, yeah, definitely.
Do you trash talk more with Black Ops or more on the field?
I'm actually quiet on the field. unless you irritate me, then, yeah, I'll talk. But I'm not really the most brash guy on the field. But video games, yeah, that's personal.
And keeping it personal here as we close out this opportunity of talking with you, Carl, here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. When you look at relationships, having that personal bond, what coaches did you really feel like you got to create a relationship with on your official, and did that help you to make a quick decision based on those relationships?
Coach Monroe, definitely. He was probably the first one I said it. Building that relationship was definitely key. I called him on the phone while they were here, while Coach Coffin was here on Wednesday, and I can tell he's a very energetic guy, but getting to meet him in person, he has fun, and he's very energetic, but when it comes down to it, he's all about his business, and I like that a lot. I like the honesty. He's not just trying to get me down there, just to get me down there. He's really trying to work, and I like that out of Coach. And definitely Coach Baker is obviously that's another one. He's also a very honest guy, and he's serious about his craft and what he does. He's serious about turning that program around, too, I can tell. So that's definitely the two relationships that I've built over the weekend.
When you look at your relationship with Nick Monroe, what did he say to you about playing in the secondary? Does he have a spot for you, a want for you? Did he specify where he would like to see you on the field?
He said cornerback. He liked me a lot at corner. That chance of two cover two defense that they play, and he sees the player who's less chance to make plays if I work hard. So that's what he sees me.
And then Dino Babers, just what you can say about, you know, his personality and the relationship that you've built so far with him. You said that you believe that he really truly wants to turn Syracuse around. What makes you say that?
Just looking at his pedigree from where he's come from, he obviously turned Bowling Green around. He was at Baylor before, I believe, and just looking at his track record, he's serious. He's not just one of those coaches who's trying to collect a paycheck or nothing like that. He's serious about what he's going to do, and his track record speaks for it.
When you received that offer from Syracuse while you were on your official visit, what was that moment like? How did it happen that they offered you? How did they kind of just give you that? Did they pull you aside and say, hey, guess what, Carl? We want you. How did it all come about?
Yeah, they pulled me aside during the official. Me and my parents and I, they pulled us aside and brought me to his office and said, like, they're sending a scholarship offer. That just meant a lot to me, just getting an offer from one Power 5 school, but two, just realizing that a school just believes in you. So that's also another thing.
They gave you the offer while you were there, and then in less than 48 hours, you turned around and said, I want to come to Syracuse. We talked about why you like Syracuse, but we didn't talk about why the decision was so quick for you. What made you know that Syracuse is the right place to be very quickly coming off of that offer and the visit, less than 2 days? What did it for you that you were like, you know what, I don't want to waste any time, I'm going to commit?
I think sleeping on a couple nights definitely did that. And I didn't want to commit right in the day because I'm not a guy who likes to make emotional decisions. So I waited a couple of days, and I just sat through and thought about it, and I had that same feeling inside that I had when Coach offered. So I felt as if there wasn't any time to wait any longer. I'm waiting the inevitable. So I might as well just commit now.
Are you 100% Syracuse, or is there a chance that you could change your mind between now and when you sign a letter of intent?
No, I'm 100% committed to Syracuse.
So lastly for you, I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk to Syracuse fans. What do you want them to know about you, Carl, about the future of Syracuse football? Fans have been waiting for a long time for some good things to happen with this program. There's been some shines of it. There's been some rays of hope, so to speak, but there has been some tough times too. What do you want Syracuse to know about you and the future of the Orange?
I'd just like Syracuse Nation to know that I'm a guy who's about my business. I like to work. I don't like to cut corners or anything like that. And I'm serious about trying to be a part of the class and change the program around. Obviously, there's been a couple of struggles over years and all that, but I'm just going through the campus looking at the shrines of all the Heisman winners that come through before and all the big-time pro players, just realize that this place definitely has potential to be what it once was. So just know that with my humble and down-to-earth attitude, I'm going to do me and my fellow classmates and coaches that whatever we can to change that program around.
Well, Carl, I know that people will definitely appreciate hearing something like that, and I appreciate you taking some time today. I know you got a basketball season to enjoy at St. Edward, and then before you know it, you'll be up at Syracuse, and I definitely would appreciate having you back on the show before that happens and keeping in touch. So in the meantime, do well. God bless, and I hope basketball goes well for you.
Thank you. It's a joy being on.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good.